Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Why? Because you didn't get up under the glory cloud. Amen. He's not going to come looking for you. He don't move. He said, I change not. It's you.
You're the one moved from God.
Come back to the presence of God. Presence of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You just receive it. Hallelujah. God loves you. The glory of God fill the house with the praise. Glory to God. Amen. And now the Bible began to say that Solomon was praying. And if you read the chapter, the sixth chapter, glory to God, verse 16, he began to say, now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that which thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in thy sight to sit upon the throne of Israel. Yet, so that thy children take heed to their way and walk in my law that thou hast walked in before. Glory to God. My God, before the Lord, glory to God, he began to pray, glory to God. My God in heaven, after the worshipers, it's so easy to break through to God when there's an easy worship. My God, when the glory cloud fills the house, and everybody is in the mode of worship and praise. My God, you can just begin to preach and call on the name of the Lord with such power, glory to God. There's not even an effort. It just comes out of your mouth like a river of living water because the glory is in the house. My God. And so Solomon began to pray. And then he began to say, he began to tell God, glory to God, 17, he said, now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God be in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house? He done told God, I built this house for you, and it's a magnificent house. He didn't spare out no good material. I mean, the best materials, gold and silver and brass. I mean, he built that house out of the finest bricks and finest wood, cedar wood, amen, the best you can buy. He made sure that God's house was immaculate, glory to God. But he said, I'm not crazy. I know you too big to dwell in this house made by hands of man. The heavens can't even contain our God. He, glory to God, he's everywhere, glory to God. He said, but he began to talk to him, glory to God, and tell God, my God, would you tie up because of the sins of the people? See, when you talking to God, when the man or woman is talking to God, glory to God, I remember when I begin to talk to God, every time I talk to him concerning the people, glory to God, he never yet stopped telling me. I know the people are still disobedient, because every time I'm crying out, he keeps saying the people are disobedient, glory to God. And some of them begin to cry out to God, and he tell him, my God, if you dry out the heavens, that there'll be no rain, glory to God. If the earth don't can't yield this fruit, will you just, when the people begin to say, if they come to you, God, glory to God, if they come to you, listen to what he asked God, glory to God. He said, if they come to you, glory to God, and they begin to pray, glory to God, and they begin to cry out to you, and they repent of their sins, he said, will you please hear from heaven and heal their land, glory to God. Solomon was praying to God, glory to God. But if we back up, the Bible says, glory to God, when he finished building the temple, he went out into the, glory to God, and said to the people, and he put a scaffold up. Everybody know what a scaffold is? If you don't, it's one of those things that builds up the paint house when the painters are on it, or the builders are on it to walk across to do whatever they do it to the building. But he builds a big tall one in the midst of all those people so the people could see his posture. You got to have the right posture if you're going to go before God. And the Bible says he started worshiping God with his hands up, and then he fell down on his knees in the midst of the people so they could see the right place to worship God. We say you can praise God, and you can pray walking, you can pray standing, and that may be good, but a real Daniel is going above his knees. Other people will fall down on your knees. My God, it happened. So he began to pray and ask God, would you heal their land? He told him about the famine and about disease, where disease and pestilence come to the land. And he began to tell him because the people are hard-headed. Because this is it. We think the enemy, always talking about the devil, this and the devil. That's not giving the devil credit for something you need. So you got to lean in more. Glory to God. If it seems like your prayer is not working, glory to God, and it seems like the hand of God is not moving your heart, you said, more I pray, the worst thing you have been praying 7 years on this thing is getting worse. Lean in more. Amen. The house of glory to God, Paul in Ephesians 3, he said, after you've done all to stand, you think you prayed the longest. You think you worship the longest. Hallelujah. You think you read the scripture from front to back. You think you walked in all the laws. He said, stand in the house. Because there's going to be a testing time in your life. There's going to be a trial that tells whether you stood or not. Glory to God. We said, well, I pray. Glory to God. And it don't look like nothing is happening. Pray harder. Lean in more. Tell your neighbor, you got to lean in more. Glory to God. Because the enemy is backing you up. Because every time you say, I prayed and it didn't work, you're backing up more. Glory to God. You might not be able to do something, but he's backing you up. Glory to God. And once he gets you up against the road, he's going to beat you down. Glory to God. So you got to stop leaning in and stop pushing him back. Glory to God. You got to stop throwing some thrust. And if you're not studying the word of God, if you're not reading the scriptures, then you can't throw the right thrust at the enemy. Come on, somebody. He won't move from your words, but he'll move from the word of God. Amen. And so Solomon began to talk to God concerning the people, amen. We're still on the preamble. We're still on the 7th chapter. Glory to God, amen, because this is important. And we skip to verse in chapter 6. We go to verse 22. Say, if a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven, whatever the case. Okay, he prayed, he made a mess, and he repented. God, will you hear from heaven? Verse 32, he said, moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people. These are people that are not saved. These are unsaved people that are not of your people. But it comes from a far country for thy great name's sake. They don't know the Lord, but they want to know the Lord. Hallelujah. But they're coming, he said, in thy mighty hand and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, if they come seeking the Lord, we don't have the right to turn them away from God. He said, but if they come, glory to God, then will you hear from heaven? He's asking God all these things. See, when you're talking to God, glory to God, you say, God, I need you to work with me. I need you to answer this prayer. Miss Bessie needs you. Mr. Bobby needs you. Look, Chucky, he needs you. Look, Tim, he needs you. Look, Sally, she needs you. Look, Maybell, they need you. Glory to God. They need you to work on their behalf. So when they begin to pray, Lord, are you hearing me? Lord, when I call on your name for people, glory to God, will you hear me, Lord? Glory to God. He said, then hear, go to verse 35, then hear thou from heaven and prayer and their supplication and maintain their course. If they turn to thee with all their heart, verse 38, and with all their soul, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the land of their captivity. Now here it is. Glory to God. Amen. Even in bondage. Even in captivity. Even when the enemy has them tied up and tangled up. Glory to God. Even in their captivity. Whether they are carried away. Because see, not only that. And pray toward the land. In other words, they pray to heaven. If they pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, in a holy place, if they stand in a holy place, in their heart and in their mind, they're crying out to you seriously, Lord, save me, Lord, deliver me. Will you deliver them? Will you hear from heaven and heal them? My God, Solomon was talking to God. Hallelujah. When you have a conversation, a serious conversation with God, he'll answer. My God, all through the 6th chapter, he's talking and praying and asking God. Go to verse 41. He said, now therefore arise, O Lord God. After he prayed and asked God to hear from heaven, ask God to heal the land, ask God to heal the people, ask God to deliver the people, ask God to save the people. Hallelujah. He said, now therefore arise, O Lord God. Hallelujah. To this resting place, this place that I built for you, your place of your rest. Thou and the ark of thy strength, and let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. The priests today are not clothed with salvation. How many people can go to the priests of God and ask for salvation? Glory to God. How many people can go, glory to God, if you don't throw in the pocketbook, glory to God, you don't get salvation. O Lord God, turn not away the face from thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. fervent prayer you got to say, Lord, what the Bible says. People too busy talking about what the preacher said and what the pastor said if it don't line up with the word of God. But when you go to God, you bring him into remembrance of his work. My God in heaven. Glory to God. You got to bring his word before him. 42. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. When he began to cry out for the mercy. Glory to God. And now we go to verse 7 where our message is today. Tell your neighbor you got to lean in more. I'm going to tell you, if you want to win the battle, you're going to have to fight like a king. Some of y'all fight like, you know, an imp or queen. I don't know, because there's some bad queens out there. Queens don't play their radio. Glory to God. Amen. But some of y'all fight like little kids. You got to fight like a king. Amen. Use all the resources that God gives you. Use the word of God. My God. Let the devil know I don't belong to you. Some of y'all can't use the word because you're doing everything outside of the word. It ain't going to work. Let me clear you on this. It don't work unless you're living it. Hallelujah. Unless you're a child of the king, it don't work. You can't live like a king if you don't belong to a king. My God, it don't work any other way. So verse 1, it says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, he got some friends, the fire came down from heaven, my God, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Let me tell you something. He made the best. Now, his sacrifice wasn't minuscule. 7,000 pounds. What is it? He made a big sacrifice to the Lord. 100 and what? 122,000 cows and what's the other? He made a big sacrifice to the Lord. And 120,000 sheep. Thank you. Y'all read good. Gave him the best. Now look at this. The Bible says Solomon was the richest king that ever was. Ain't been a king as rich as Solomon since. Never was a king as rich as Solomon before. Glory to God. Not a natural king on earth. Glory to God. And until you understand kingship, and one day we'll teach on that, glory to God, you'll understand what it means to be a king. But this man was so wealthy that even his slaves were wealthy. Now I'm talking kingship here. Glory to God. Even the people that work in his fields were wealthy. That's kingship. But when your king is doing good, my God, huh? The wealth goes all the way to you. But there are people that don't want their king to do good. They don't want to bless their queen. They don't want to bless their king. But they don't understand that the power from the king goes down to the body. Now, I realize there's some kings out there that are selfish, but those are not God-called kings. Because if you got a real king or queen sitting up over you, glory to God, and they are wealthy, guess what? You're wealthy too. Glory to God, amen. And they're not telling you, okay, daughter, pray, something the Lord's going to do that. They're going into their bank account and helping you out. Come on, somebody. Amen, because you got a multi-million dollar bank account. You don't tell me to pray, and my bank account is in the negative? That's another message in itself. But a real king helps the people. Huh? Glory to God. Amen. That's kingship. There's a difference in democracy, parliament, and kingship, and we'll get on that one day. Glory to God. Amen. When you got kingship, your people, everybody knows you're blessed because they look at your people. They look at the folk up under you. Glory to God. Amen. Because the people pour into the king. The king owns the land. And when the people pour into the king pours back. Glory to God. Ha, shah, bah, bah, bah. Glory to God. And so the Bible says that the priest didn't even enter the house. Let me get back to the message. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire had came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and they worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. My God in heaven. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. They brought their offerings. They brought their gifts into the house of God. Amen. Because they knew that the power of God was in the house. Glory to God. In verse 5, 7, King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of the Lord. Give God your best. Glory to God. We get our paycheck and we buy hair and clothes and we buy shoes and the children's stuff. Amen. Stuff they don't even need. $200 pair of sneakers. Call somebody. The sneakers can't go nowhere until you put them on your feet and take them with you. $400 pocketbooks that can't get no money in them unless you put it in there. I pay $400 for a pocketbook. It better have some money in it. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Amen. But you got to know that God is not pleased with that kind of stuff. Glory to God. Amen. Just because everybody else got it, you want it? That's not of God. Glory to God. Amen. Hang in there. I'm going to teach you something. Verse 5, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000. Not 22 cents. Not $22. Hello? 22,000. There are people that if they have a $5,000 offering to give to the church and it could be tithed from 50,000, or they have a $500 tithe offer or whatever, they won't. $10,000, $1,000 tithe, you know what they do? You don't see them no more till the money gone. Then they come back standing in the prayer line. Understand how to be blessed of God. People, especially in this ministry, have no business being in lack or in poverty. Because if you do what you're told to do, God will work it out. Glory to God. Amen. He'll fix it for you. Glory to God. You have the provision. Jesus said it is finished. You have the provision. Use them. Use them to the glory of God. Lean in more. Glory to God. Get that word. Study that word. Eat that word up until it becomes a life. And then you can walk in that word. Its application, apply it to your abundance. Glory to God. That job ain't paying enough. I want a better job. Go out there and get it. Huh? I'm not educated enough for school. What? You will say I'm not educated enough to stay home?
I don't know enough. And now what you do enough? Don't even get more education. It's going to come to you. You're going to open up your head and all of a sudden education's not in there. No. Do what it takes. It's out there. You can't get it sitting at home. Young people, we're better than that. We're bigger than that. God has more for us. Get into God and receive what he has for you. Lean in more. Pick the finest colleges. Your teacher already has the knowledge up here. You're the one that got to get it. They already have it. So siphon them like you're sucking on a stalk. Ask questions. You understand? Ask another question. You still don't understand? Ask another question. I know you know your name, but I need to understand. I need to know what I'm going on. You got to be just like a little ant. You know, ants start and run around, and you got to be just like, you got to be like that ant. Like you look around, a mosquito in her ear. Oh, here he come again with another question. That's what they're there for, to teach you. You don't understand it, ask them again. Lean into the teacher. Now, I don't know that. Explain that to me. Wait, break it down a little bit. Wait, well, okay, now let me do this again. Hello. Lean in more. And the priest, verse 6, and the priest waited on their officers, and the Levites also. Glory to God, amen, with instruments of music. This doesn't mean they did their duty. Of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord God, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministers, and the priest sounded the trumpet before them, all Israel stood up. Amen. When praise is going up to God, if you can stand, you ought to be on your feet. All Israel stood up, and that was a big nation. My God, for a lot of them wouldn't have been able to hold them. All of them were standing in camp around the tabernacle. But when the praises went up to God, everybody that was standing, even those, I believe, that was leaning on a cane, got their cane and stood up and honor to the living God. Praises were going up to the Lord. Nobody should be sitting down when glory goes to God. Amen. Let's go to verse 12, and I'm almost done. Amen. I'm almost out of here. Amen. Let's back up to number 11. It says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his house, he prosperously effected. The house was beautiful. His own house was beautiful. The house of God was beautiful. Everything prospered. Finances grew. When you have God first, the first thing is back up all the way back to the beginning. When Solomon first got the call to be king over Israel, God said, what you want me to do? When you first get saved, this is your time. Some of us asking for money and cars and all that kind of stuff. But Solomon said, Lord, you putting me king over all of these. It's too many of them. I don't know how to rule over these people. Give me this so that I will rule righteous over your people. And because of that, God said, you didn't ask me for wealth. I would have given it to you. You didn't even ask me for good health. I would have given you that too. But your concern was for the people. You asked me for the best thing. And not only am I going to give you that, I'm going to give you wisdom that no other body in the world could ever exceed your wisdom. Never before, never after. Your wisdom. And not only that, but I'm going to give you wealth and riches that they can't even contain in the city. And good health. I'm going to help you all the way to the end. Bless your house. Those that are under you are going to be blessed. Even, like I said, the slaves in this house were blessed. Come on, people. My God in heaven. When you put God first, when you start leaning in, let the devil know, now I ain't finna sit here and watch Law and Order. I'm finna open my Bible. I am not going to watch standards tonight. I'm going to be talking to the Lord tonight. Hello?
We have a DVR in, but that's
fine. Watch it lately. I'll get it on Hulu and Cycle then. But the Lord says, put me first in everything else. When you seek the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. Lean in like that buck. So you got to lean in and start thrusting some real punches if you want to make it in this journey. You can lay down and get beat down if you want to. But if you're going to stand, you got to learn how to fight. Tell three people you got to lean in more. Amen. That's when you lean in. When things don't look like they're going to happen, when they don't look like they're going to work out for you, start leaning in. Devil, you're a liar. You pick up that Bible, you start where the word of God says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The enemy that you see coming up behind, that was you Friday night. The enemy that you see that's coming up behind you, the word of God say, look back, because guess what? You're not going to see him no more. This is the last time you're going to see him. People are pressing. Come on over. I'm going to pray you on those dry ground. See, the storm may begin to rage around you. But when you be pressing in, when you're really, really seeking God, when you really got the word of God and you're pressing in, even though the storm clouds rage around you, guess what? The Bible says the enemy coming up behind you, you won't see him no more, ever. Get rid of the devil. You can't put him in chains and bondage. That's for God. Glory to God. But you want to confound him? Lean in. The more he step on your toe, the more you cry out to the Father. The more he begin to come at you, the more you put the word of God on him. You tell him, Satan, it is written. Glory to God. I don't care how he come at you, it is written. But if you don't know what's written, you can't tell him what's written. Don't give him my words. You give him what the word of God says. And I guarantee you, he'll start backing up. You start, now, I don't know, like I said, I'm not a God. I guess this is how you do it. Glory to God. But, you know, that's going to I'm going to get some rope because I'm going to be hitting everything in sight. Amen. Because, see, I fight like a girl. You know. Glory to God. Amen. But you got to learn on this journey. Glory to God, amen. It ain't going to come to you. Just you just standing there and being all pious and, well, you know, and be the Lord said. Glory to God, amen. But the enemy want to know what you made out of. And in order to be a soldier on this journey, you got to have the power to snatch everybody you can out of the hands of the devil. And unless you lean in, unless you pray, unless you study the word of God, spend worship time before God, unless you are real in God, you don't have the power to snatch nobody. Glory to God. You get out there and you snatch yourself. Amen. So in my closing, like I said, I'm going to worry y'all long. Was I long? Amen. Prayer in your direction. You don't put a timer on prayer. Don't limit prayer. Don't say I prayed 3 weeks and ain't nothing happened. Now you got to pray 30 years because you weren't satisfied. Hello, somebody. Israel could have gone over to the promised land in 40 days, but they grumbled and mumbled against God, and it took them 40 years to get on a 40-day journey. Come on, somebody. And you're wondering why things are happening. You say, well, God did this, and God that, and Lord said, well, you did this. You walked into this. That's something you stumbled into. I didn't put it there. Amen. The word of God is there for us, for our growth. It don't make sense to go to church if you're not going to take the church on the inside. If you don't become the church, it don't make sense to go. It don't make sense to be a child of God if you're not going to act like a child of God. It don't make sense. It really don't. When I see saints acting unseemly and acting like they don't have a real father, go that way, you know, go ahead. Don't stop that nonsense. Do you know the God that you serve? Do you know your heavenly Father? If you don't, come here, let me tell you about it. Lean in more. God bless you. Stand to your feet. We need God today more than we ever needed him. And every day we need him more. If you woke up this morning, you got something to glorify God for. If you rose this morning, you still breathing air. Glory to God. You still hear the sound. Guess what? The good thing about this is what got in my spirit. The good thing about being able to hear, you're going to hear it. Hello? When you have a ear to hear God, Bishop always said you got to develop that ear. When your ear is developed to the voice of God, you will hear the trumpet when it sounds. A lot of people don't miss the trumpet. My God in heaven. A lot of people gonna miss that last trumpet because they won't develop an ear to hear from the living God. My God. Amen. But God bless you. Lean in more. When it get rough, pray. When it looks like you're losing this battle, pray. Guess what? I promise you, he won't let you fall. God will not let you fall. He will not let you fail. He will not let you lose this battle. It's already won. This is it, and then I'm through while you're standing. The battle is won. You sit on me.
When something is finished, that means don't need no more work.
Am I right about it? So if it don't need no more work, then what you do? All you got to do is use the finished product. We already invented it, and we trying to redo stuff. And God says it's finished. It's yours.
To me, he said.
So if I belong to my Father, all of my needs are already met, then I got to start doing something and acting like my needs are met.
Glory to God. Amen. Y'all need to learn. It's important to me, Eagles. Let me tell y'all about y'all belong to me, a bishop, and it's important to us that y'all walk like somebody that know God. Walk in abundance. Glory to God. Walk in spiritual abundance. That you not turn by every wind of doctrine. That you believe the word of God the way the word is coming. Not because of who said it. And not because of who done it. but that you believe God. Because don't go to the left, don't go to the right. And I don't care if it sounds good on the other side. Don't get me wrong. But red velvet cake sound good, too. Eat about four or five of them and see what you look like after you get to eat. Oh, you, okay, D, stay away from the red velvet cake. They're pointing at you. They're pointing at you. They're messing with you. Hello. All my stuff tastes good. Feel good. And for my children, for my young adults, guess what? That feels good, too. Outside of marriage. Chlamydia. Syphilis. Babies that you don't even need. Hello. All kinds of consequences come to that. Drugs feel good that first time around. As soon as you take them, oh, that's good. Then you want more and more and more. And then give them a month later, they see you walking down the street, picking up stuff off the ground. What's the wrong with that? And you look like an old hag. You don't even know you look bad. Dirty, smelly, ain't bathed in weeks because all you want now is to get high. Everything that tastes good and feels good, let me tell you something, is not good for you. The word of God don't always taste good. It don't always sound good. But I'm here to tell you it'll heal whatever ails you. Once it goes down, glory to God, it's going to bring life to your situation. Lean in more. Pray more. Fast more. Serve him more. Go to church. Come to your church services. Friday night services, the three of us that be here, we have a good time in the Lord. Everybody else running around doing their own thing, and then you wonder how come life don't fit you like it should. Study when you can ask questions and learn the word of God like you should, and the house is half empty. Come to your church services so you can grow up in God and so you can fight like a team. So you can throw those, you can lean in more, throw those questions. If I say pray, some of y'all won't even know what to say. It's sad because the enemy can't flee from you except you have the power of God to send him. And prayer gives you plenty of power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Hello? Much prayer, much power. The more you pray, the more you can stay. Anybody here today that want to be prayed for some situation in your life, the doors are open for prayer. Glory to God, amen. We'll pray with you for God to work with whatever it is on your behalf. Amen. We should know that God is here to do that. If not, let us all bow our heads. Gracious, kind Heavenly Father, God, we bless you. We thank you, God, for your word that is going forth today. We thank you, Lord, because you are mighty and a powerful God. We know, God, that everything is moving by your power, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is, God, we know that you. And we don't faint, God, we don't falter, because we know, God, that you got it all worked out. And, Father, we pray for these your people, God, that they would elevate their minds, Lord God, elevate that their strength would come, Lord God, that they would reach out to you in your word and in prayer and in deed, so that when the enemy come against them, they will have power to stand, glory to God. And, Father, we pray that their fellowship with you will grow, Lord God, and be gusto and burst out, Lord, like the noonday, Lord God, that a change will come in them, Lord God, and you'll know that there is a God, glory to God. Because what has come forth out of your people, Lord God, let this be a place, God, a house of prayer for all people, a place of deliverance always, Lord God. We have no doubt, Lord God, that if they receive, they'll be set free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray a spiritual blessing over them, Lord God. My God, I'm not praying financial increase because you're the increasing God. They already pray for their finances, but I don't think they pray for their spiritual increase. God, I'm praying for a spiritual increase, a spiritual closeness with you, Lord God. We're living in the days right now, Father, where the enemy is desiring to steal you from the hearts of the people. And they're letting it go, Father. My God, they're just giving up, Lord God. But, Father, I ask that you be their strength in the midst of fear, Lord God. Wipe away fear because you didn't give them a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I speak a sound mind over your people, Lord God. God, that you be strength to their legs. You make their legs, make their heart like hind feet, Lord God. On the animal, their strength is in their hind feet, Lord God. God, give them a stance in this journey, Lord God, that they'll be able to lead in and the hind feet will thrust them forward, Lord God. That they won't
turn back, Father. I pray for those that are absent from the church today, Lord God. I pray they are strengthened, you, Lord God, that they get a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Father. We ask all of these blessings, name, and the church of living God respond to prayer. Amen. Get the Lord worship. Thank you.